watershed. I'm going to take a brief second and talk about the importance of the watershed. So the Green River Municipal Watershed has been Tacoma's water's primary supply since 1913. The watershed is located on the west flank of the Cascade Mountains between Chinook and Snoqualmie Pass and covers about 148,000 acres of forest land. Rain and snow falling in the watershed soaks into the ground and is filtered through the natural processes before flowing into small creeks and streams, eventually reaching the Green River. At the western end of the watershed is the Tacoma Headworks Diversion Dam, located 3 miles upstream from Canada State Palmer State Park in King County. This is where they divert water and for use while ensuring that there is enough water for salmon and fish downstream. It's important to note that this regional water supply takes about up to 65 million gallons per day for the Tacoma water and for the city of Kent. So the staff recommendation that we accept this petition and initiate rule changing concurrent with rulemaking for 2 SHB 1579, implementing recommendations for the Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force relating to increased Chinook abundance. This completion date for rulemaking is targeted for December 2019.
Commissioner Thorburn, I have a question and comment.
Go ahead, Commissioner Thorburn.
Thank you. Ed, you said that there has been considerable illegal fishing, but actually the violation would be trespassing, wouldn't it? At this point, since according to the rule, our rule simplification changed it from closed to open. So at this point, the point of this petition is fishing is legal, but it's in an area that's closed. So the violation actually was trespassing, correct?
Correct. The rule, when we went through the simplification process, so it made the fishing as open, it created a lot of confusion. And one of the reasons why it creates so much confusion is because there's a Forest Service road that goes through this watershed that goes through Stampede Pass. So there's a lot of activity on the Forest Service road. And I think a lot of people are unaware that's a closed area. And so according to our rules, it's open to fish, so they go fish. So it's this rule change would just help that trespassing issue within this municipal watershed.
If there are no other questions, I'll make a motion.
Okay, may I ask just a question, a quick question? If somebody is it possible on this watershed to get there by boat? And so my real question is, we are closing the river on the watershed, which is bounded by, as Kim puts it, land, which if people access the water from that land, they're trespassing. Is that what we're doing? Or can somebody get there, like if they drift down the river and they are we going to, and they find themselves on the part of the river that's in the watershed? I mean, is there notice and all of that saying you can't come in, you can't come to this part of this river if they get there by boat?
The upper watershed is very small because of small creeks and wouldn't be an area where you could take like a jet boat or a drift boat into. And so it's mainly foot traffic, Commissioner.
Thank you. That answers my question. Are there any further questions?
This is Commissioner Anderson. I think it is very inaccessible and not a lot of foot traffic except for that Forest Service Road in the upper part of that watershed.
Mm-hmm. So. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson.
Helpful.
Any other questions or comments before Commissioner Thorburn makes a motion? Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, I move to accept the petition to amend, the rule is WAC 220-312-040, and direct the department to initiate rulemaking concurrent with rulemaking for the implementation of 2SHB 1579. And I'll just make a comment if there's a second.
This is Kehoe. I'll second.
The motion's been made and seconded. Commissioner Thorburn for a comment.
Well, I just think that this is an important amendment. We have, as a commission, supported the rule simplification, but there are clear exceptions that we've noted as we've gone through this process, and this is one. It's an important watershed, as it's been presented to us, and we need to support our public partners in protecting it. So, and I think that the amendment to the rule would accomplish that. So I'm going to support the motion.
This is Commissioner Anderson. This area is well known to be a closed area, off limits for most all. And so I don't think this is really out of the ordinary in maintaining that status.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Are there any further comments before we vote on this motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion to close the watershed portion of the Green River, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. The motion has passed.